Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is Garrett a candidate for IR, or is that not something you want
to... Ask Rich.
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like we want to hear from you.
You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It was a really fun back and forth earlier in the week of Jets head coach Aaron Glenn with the assorted media. In New York, the Rich in question is Rich Cimini, who's covered the Jets forever, like locally in New York. So if you're like a football fan in New York, like you know who Rich Cimini is. Nationally, maybe not. That's not an insult. He's covered the Jets forever. But he's like kind of like a New York sports media, New York football media institution. He's seen a lot, man. Hovering that team for a long time. A lot of GMs, a lot of coaches. A couple different owners. He has seen it all. So when Aaron Glenn goes, you know, we're asking about Garrett Wilson. And Bill writes, he started covering the Jets in 89. Like, is Bruce Coslet's the coach in 89, right? So, I mean, he's literally, like, how many coaches has he seen? So let me see if I can name all the Jets coaches, just for bleeps and giggles. Starting with Coslet. So we have Coslet, Kotite, Parcells, Belichick for like a day, Al Groh, Herm. Here's where it's gonna fall apart. I'm gonna forget a couple here. Was it Herm into Rex? It might have been Herm into Rex. And then from Rex we had Gase, Bowles, Saleh, and now Mangini. I forgot about Mangini. Yeah. Bill wrote Spygate in our chat. When I think about Eric Mangini, I think of the Sopranos. When Mangini's on the Sopranos, when Tony's having dinner at Artie Bucco's restaurant. And Artie goes, you see who's there? Manginius. And Tony goes, that's the Jesh Coach, sweetie. And I don't know why he said it like that. So rest in peace, James Gandolfini. I didn't say Pete Carroll. That's a miss by me. Almost got all the Jets coaches. So Cimini's been there since literally 1989. And Aaron Glenn goes, yeah, like ask Rich. Because Glenn's been getting it into it with the media all season. And everyone wants to make a big deal about it. And I don't really want to make that big a deal about it. Because if Aaron Glenn wins, no one's going to care about how he deals with the media. Now, they're losing, so people have a right, and Jets fans have a right to get upset about it. But look, like, who cares, really? If they win games, no one's going to give a damn about how he talks about Rich Cimini. No one's going to care. So I do think that's kind of much ado about nothing, and everyone wants to turn it into, well, like Parcells did it this way. Who cares? Like, if he wins, he can say whatever he wants. If he loses, he's going to get fired. Like, that's what matters, ultimately. Also, Rich Cimini was right. And everybody was right, because we knew a couple days ago Garrett Wilson was going on IR. It was just a matter of time. So, you know, Aaron Glenn wants to do this really cute, like, ask Rich, is he going to go on IR? I haven't said anything. Well, guess what? Like literally like 6 minutes ago in real time, the Jets placed Garrett Wilson on IR. So he will miss at least the next four games. Ask Rich. We don't have to. The official Jets Twitter account put it out. Garrett Wilson out at least four games. And this Jets team, did you know that they traded Sauce Gardner and Quentin Williams, the two best players on defense? Did you know that? If you didn't, I have now, I've brought you up to speed on what's happening with this team. They're actually on a win streak right now, which is incredible and speaks to the teams in the AFC North, the Bengals and their terrible defense, and the Cleveland Browns that the Jets have been able to string together a couple wins in a row. But the Jets now, right, facing a good team tonight, after trading the two best players on defense, I would imagine that this is like how a woman feels. It's always a dangerous way for a man to start a sentence. Just hear me out. Bear with me here. When a woman, like, let's say she, like, there's a tall guy, right? But he's ugly. But he's tall. If you're wondering, like, hey, Nick, you're short. Is this something that's upset you in your life? Only every day. If the day ends in Y, and I wake up breathing, this makes me upset. Some tall chooch, some moron who looks like someone like smashed his face with like a mace. Like women love tall guys, right? This is like the Jets are like an ugly tall guy, and now he shows up and he's short. It's like, well, now what? Like the good players that you had are now on other teams. Now what are we supposed to do with this? And Garrett Wilson's on IR. They're not just short. I mean, we're talking like, is the first number in the height a 3 or a 4 for the Jets? Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, all not playing. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. I want to know, I always want to do the, I want to know how the Jets are keeping this game close. Like, someone tell me. I might end up betting the Patriots. I do have a prop that I love. We'll save it for the end of the show. We'll save all that breakdown coming up for the end. The Jets are up against it. They should want to lose games. Good news for them. I absolutely think that they'll be losing tonight on the road in New England against the Patriots. All right. Let's take a spin around some of the games in Week 11 in the NFL that we have not yet hit this week on the show in depth. Steelers and Bengals in Pittsburgh. So today is Thursday, November 13th, which means that Sunday, and I have an accounting degree, so I'm able to do simple arithmetic. Sunday will be November 16th. So Steelers-Bengals will be played on Sunday, November 16th. And when we get to Sunday, November 16th, a couple days from now, a lot of people will be focused when they think about this game on November 16th, on Steelers-Bengals on Sunday, November the 16th. I'm going to look at this game on Sunday morning, bright and early, as I'm getting ready for my WFAN Sunday morning show and then the national show with Sammy P at 11 a.m. I'm going to be thinking, though, about October 16th. Not November 16th. October 16th, because on October 16th, the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday Night Football went to Cincinnati and had one of the most disgraceful defensive performances you could ever imagine and lost to Joe Flacco and the Bengals 33-31. And I said, you better bet on this Thursday. I said the next day on that Friday that the Pittsburgh Steelers, October 17th, as it turns out, that the Pittsburgh Steelers, when we got to the end of the season, would rue that loss. And that if it comes down to it, and they lose the AFC North to the Baltimore Ravens, which they are going to, it is going to, and I'm upset that it's going to happen. I bet the Steelers before the year to make the playoffs. I bet Steelers over wins. I very much wanted them to win that game. It gives me no pleasure to say this. That when they get to the end of the season, they will look at that loss and say, this is the one that cost us. This is the one that's going to keep us out of the postseason. That game, that Thursday night, when they refused to cover Jamar Chase, And if you don't remember Ja'Marr Chase's stat line, good news. It's seared into my consciousness. 168 targets, 166 catches, 958 yards and 6 touchdowns. What a game for Ja'Marr Chase, as the Steelers had the brilliant defensive strategy in that game of not covering Ja'Marr Chase, only one of the best receivers in the league. Man, great stuff by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that takes us to this Sunday, November 16th. Pittsburgh has got to win this game. Lamar Jackson back at practice today for the Ravens. And look, like the Browns have gotten bet over the course of the week. We're at Ravens -7.5. Look, maybe the Browns can cover the spread. Baltimore's offense has not exactly been electric since Lamar came back. But I think Baltimore is going to win that game. Steelers don't win this game, they're going to be tied with the Ravens on Monday morning. And they are not going to want that. They still play Baltimore twice this season. Now, let's go back a couple nights ago, Sunday Night Football, Steelers at the Chargers, where Aaron Rodgers, we always are honest on the show, I root for Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers. I always have. And a lot of people hate him, and I'm not criticizing. I'm not trying to, like, convince you to like Aaron Rodgers. I think it's okay to dislike him. I like him. I root for him. He looked old. He looked like it went beyond, like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to get hit. I know Chris Collinsworth said that, and it's a great line, and he's right. We're beyond that. Like, it looked like he fell off the cliff. Like it all ended almost last Sunday. If the Cincinnati Bengals defense, minus Trey Hendrickson, is able to make Aaron Rodgers look like the Chargers did last week, it's over for Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's done. It's finished. Like, this is like set. This is like facing the Undertaker at WrestleMania pre-Brock Lesnar, the 1-21-1. Like, chokeslam, tombstone, 1, 2, 3, you're staring up at the lights as the Undertaker's music's playing. You just lose. Like, it's done. Kenny Omega, the one-winged angel, best finisher in the history of professional wrestling. No one's ever kicked out of it. Literally, no one's ever kicked out of the one-winged angel. Kazuchika Okada got his foot on the ropes one time in the G1 Climax tournament final or semifinal a number of years ago in New Japan Pro Wrestling. This is like, he's going to get hit with the one-winged angel and he ain't kicking out. It's done. Like, Aaron Rodgers is finished if he doesn't play well, or at least against this defense, this trash bag defense, one of the worst defenses we've ever seen, not an exaggeration. He better play well coming up on Sunday. And I think he will. I think we're going to get a good Aaron Rodgers game on Sunday. And it's less because I'm confident in Aaron Rodgers, and more because I know how bad the Cincinnati Bengals defense is. Haven't laid the points yet. I don't know if I'm going to, but this is going to be Steelers or nothing for me. And it's a Bengals game. The total starts with a 4. Feels incorrect at 49. Strong look for me right now towards the over. We'll finalize a lot of the bets coming up tomorrow on Phenomenal Football Friday. Just on the Bengals side of this, because I'm not going to criticize Bengals fans if you are excited, right? You're hopeful. Because Joe Burrow is going to be back at some point, like this month probably, or early December. Week 14 is what people are saying now for Joe Burrow, and this is week 11. That maybe, just maybe, Joe Flacco can keep the team afloat in playoff contention, and Joe Burrow can come in like old school Mariano Rivera. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone. And close it out and get the Bengals into the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
There's a big problem with that. And if you want to bet the Bengals, like Bengals to make the playoffs, Bengals, you know, finishing position in the AFC North, Bengals to win the division, because that's what they're going to have to win the division. They're not going to make it as a wild card. Not in this conference. No way. There's just no chance. Zero. Zero. The Bengals defense is so bad, it doesn't matter who plays quarterback for them. It could be Joe Flacco. It could be Joe Burrow. It could also be Joe Montana. Or Joe Webb. Or Joe Theismann. Or Joe Namath. Or Joe Capp. How about Giants legend Joe Pisarcik, who fumbled the ball and then Herman Edwards in the first miracle of the Meadowlands brought it back for a touchdown? How about Billy Joe Tolliver? Chargers legend. You don't even need Joe's. How about Joe's the middle name? Billy Joe Tolliver. What about Joe Germain? What about Dallas Cowboys backup, Joe Milton? Whatever Joe you want, put him at quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. They ain't winning. Forget it. Not with that defense. Pittsburgh Steelers better win this game. Better win. And Rodgers better look good. Because if they don't, it's way more for Pittsburgh than just this season. Because remember what the reports have been recently for the Pittsburgh Steelers, that the Steelers want Aaron Rodgers back next year, that there will be conversation about Aaron Rodgers returning. And if Rodgers can't show up in this game, and he looks like he did Sunday night against the Chargers, where he looked old and slow, and when you're old and slow, at the tip of the cap to my friend Pete Prisco from CBS Sports, who has always said it, old and slow and you must go in the NFL, forget about next year. What about next week? Rodgers looks like that again? You can make the case that Mason Rudolph should be the quarterback for the Steelers. Just in time for the holidays. Got a big old shiny nose, but at least he can move. And Aaron Rodgers can't. The stakes are really high on Sunday for both these teams in the AFC North. I'm expecting the Steelers to win in a high-scoring game. I may just pull the trigger on Steelers minus the 5.5. On the other side, we're going to get into the NFC South, the Falcons and the Panthers, and why Tampa should be watching this game with a keen eye. I'll give you my opinion on the Chargers and the Jaguars, and a market update is on the way for the Rams and the Seahawks and the Eagles and the Lions. Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with Nick Costos here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics.
From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.